we have to come back to the basics. The basic is this mighty messenger of God. We in Islam, we believe that he was a mighty messenger of God. He was the Messiah. He was born miraculously. He gave life to the dead by God's permission. And he healed those born blind and the lepers by God's permission. We have no qualms about accepting all that. The only real difference between us is that we Muslims, we say that he's not God Almighty in human form. As a man, as a messenger, we must love him, respect him, revere him, follow him. But don't worship him. Because he at no time did he say, worship me. No time he claimed divinity. On the contrary, you will be able to confirm that when he was in dire straits, when he's supposed to have been on the cross, he cried out with a loud voice, I'm quoting, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He is God himself. If he is God himself, who is he crying to? How can you cry to yourself that you forsook yourself? How can you forsake yourself? If you want to get out, you can get out. Why hast thou forsaken me? And he's crying to Allah. He's crying to Allah. See the word Eli, Eli lama sabachthani, translated, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That word there is Allah, Allah. In Hebrew it is Eli, Eli lama sabachthani. In Arabic, Allah, Allah lama taraktani. This is the name of God which he worshipped, Allah. You ask the Jehovah's Witnesses, you have a lot of them, I understand, in the Scandinavian countries. A lot more than anybody. They are full of life and vigor. The Jehovah's Witnesses. And they come to tell everybody, they are Christians. They say they are Christians. And they say the rest of Christendom are pagans, mushriks. They say, we are not saying that. They say that the name of God is Jehovah. I'm sure you must have heard that. Ask the fellow, next time you come across such people, I'm also informing you, sir. Ask the fellow, where did you get this word Jehovah from? He says, it's in the Bible. So what does the Bible say? In the Hebrew Bible, in the original manuscript, is the word Jehovah? And the guy will tell you no. He'll tell you no. Then what is there? He will tell you, he says, there is a tetragrammaton. In English, he will tell you, there is a tetragrammaton. So what is a tetragrammaton? You know, I have come across doctors and lawyers, professors, in the Illinois University in America, and I'm asking them, anybody here who knows what is the tetragrammaton? And believe me, there was not one lecturer, American, who knew what it was. I said, funny, every Tom, Dick, and Harry among the Jehovah's Witnesses, they know the word tetragrammaton. And you don't know? No, it's a special word they have concocted, invented. Tetragrammaton. What is tetragrammaton? Tetra means four, and grammaton means letters, four-letter word. Then why don't you call a four-letter word a four-letter word? Why do you have to tantalize people with a 14-letter word to tell us tetragrammaton when you say four-letter word? So what are those four letters? It says YHWH in Hebrew, Yot Ha Vav Ha. I said, these are consonants. YHWH, you can't produce a sound. Without vowels, you can't produce a sound. Add the vowels, anyhow, as you like. Whatever they do, they can never get a J. Where did you get the J from? Jehovah. Where did you get the J from? J is another consonant. Add the vowels, it becomes Yahuwah. What is Yahuwah? Yah in Arabic and Hebrew means O. Yah. Huah in Arabic means he, and who in Hebrew means he. Yahuwah means O, he, who, Elohim. El in Hebrew means God. Elah in Hebrew means God. An alternative spelling, Allah. It's here in the Bible. This one here is by Schofield, J.J. Schofield, Reverend Schofield, D.D., Doctor of Divinity, backed by 9 other D.D.s, not D.D.s, D.D.s. They tell us here, first book of the Bible, Genesis, first chapter, first verse. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the word God has got a number given. You look down in the commentary, and it'll tell you it's El, Elah, and also alternatively, A-L-A-H, Allah. We are only telling the Christians Look, spell it as you like. But my language, I want you to try to pronounce as you ought to pronounce. A-L-A-H is Allah, not Allah. Say Allah, all of you. Say Allah, Allah. Say not Allah. But you can write A-L-A-H, but don't say Allah, say Allah. So Allah. So she says, El, Allah, Jesus is crying. Allah, Allah, lama taraktani. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, why have you forsaken me? This is the name of God, and this is the God that Jesus worshipped. He's telling his people, come, I will teach you how to pray. He said, pray like this. Oh, our Father, which art in heaven, yours and mine, including Judas. Judas was in the group, the traitor. He is the father of everybody. The sinner and the saint means he's the Lord, cherisher, sustainer, evolver of everybody. Oh, our Father, which art in heaven, not the Father of Jesus Christ in heaven, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Where does he claim, exclusive claim to God Almighty, that he is his Father? If he called him my Father, his. Before he said that the first time, look at the Gospel of St. Matthew's. As soon as you start chapter 1, verse 1, you start reading there, and you'll find the expression, your Father, thy Father, your Father, thy Father, 13 times before one time he says, my Father. Can you imagine? 13 times he said, God Almighty is your Father. 13 times he says, your Father, thy. Thy means singular, your means more than one, addressing more people. Your, thy Father, your Father, thy Father, your Father. 13 times before one time he said, my Father. But amazing, people only see the one time and they don't see the 13. He says, come brothers, come, let us reason together, and inshallah we'll find a way of understanding each other's points of views. You don't have to be converted, you don't have to convert us, we won't convert you, we can't convert, nobody can really convert. This is in the hands of God, but at least we can understand each other's points of views, so we become more tolerant. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.